Starting in verse 1, we come across this story. After there was a Jewish feast, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool called Bethesda in Aramaic, which has five covered walkways. A great number of sick, blind, lame, and paralyzed people were lying in these walkways. The pagans believed that angels stirred the pool, and the first one to the stirred water would be healed. Now a man was there who'd been disabled for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and when he realized that the man had been disabled a long time already, he said to him, "Do you want to become well?" Pay attention to that question. What was the question? Do you want to become well? The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I'm trying to get into the water, someone else goes down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." So what was Jesus' question? Do you want to be healed? Did the man answer his question? He didn't even answer him. He made excuses, blamed others for his problems. Do we ever do that? Do you want to serve God through Jesus Christ? That's the question I put before you this morning. I would, but other people won't let me. There are hypocrites. The super Christians are holding me back. You ever heard any of those answers? Answer the question. Stop making excuses. Do you want to serve God through Jesus Christ? When Jesus was betrayed, he could have blamed several others. The Pharisees were out to get him. They stirred up the crowd. The Romans didn't care. Some of his own disciples betrayed him. Yet, when asked a question by Pilate, he didn't blame anyone. He answered the question. In Matthew chapter 27, starting in verse 11, we read this. Then Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You say so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he did not respond. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you hear how many charges they're bringing against you?" But he did not answer even one accusation, so that the governor was quite amazed. Obviously, he heard the charges against him, but no excuses, just, "You said it." He knew what he had to do. No excuses. I'm really glad that he just God by doing what he came to do. He had a job to do, and he did it without complaining, without griping, without blaming others. Example for us. He served God without complaint. Can we say that? We come to this time in our service each week to remember that Christ gave his life so that we could live. He didn't make excuses on the way to the cross. He didn't complain about how bad we were as people and how if we didn't do what we did, he wouldn't have to do what he's got to do. He just did what he came here to do. He gave his life for us so that we could live. He went to the cross and gave his life for you without excuse, without complaint. He loves you so much that he obeyed his Father without saying a word. John chapter 3, verse 16 says this. For this is the way that God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through him. Praise God that he sent his Son, so that through him we could be saved. And we take this time each week to remember him in this memorial meal, the way that he set forth for us, to remember that he did just that without complaint. He went to the cross. He took your punishment as he went to the cross and never said a word about it. Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, we thank you so very, very much for Jesus. His willingness to go to the cross to die for my sin. I ask that you be with us now as we remember him the way that he set forth. As we partake of the juice that represents his blood and the bread that represents his body that was broken for us. Help us never to forget or never to take it flippantly that the sin that he bore on that cross that day was not his own, but it was ours. And he did it without complaint, without excuse. Help us to remember that daily in our own lives. Thank you so very much for this time as we remember him now. In Jesus' name.